So good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see so many of you and to hear so many of you. We've got a few notices for this week. We've got the blessing course on Thursday evening, and this week, that's Thursday the 22nd of June, that's at 7 o'clock at mine, because Steph is on her retreat, of course, this week. She's praying for everyone. Her and Robert have gone to Assisi. How dreamy is that?
Oh.
I'm not jealous at all. And sorry, I'm just muting everybody. Sorry. If Dawn, you could keep yourself unmuted. And on the 24th of June, Exeter Cathedral, Jean Jones is receiving her Boniface Award. So that's a lovely occasion. And everyone's welcome. Saturday, the 24th of June at 5 o'clock. Okay, if you're wanting to go along to that at the cathedral, the Sea Jean, that'd be lovely. Okay, so let's settle our minds and our hearts and concentrate on our morning prayer this Sunday, the second Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever, as your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation. May we rejoice in this day you have made, as we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep. Open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed be God forever. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and one mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. The appointed psalmody is Psalm 45. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. My heart is astir with gracious words as I make my song for the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are the fairest of men. Full of grace are your lips. For God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one. Gird on your majesty and glory. Ride on and prosper in the cause of truth and for the sake of humility and righteousness. Your hand will teach you terrible things. Your arrows will be sharp in the heart of the king's enemies so that the people fall beneath you. Your throne is God's throne forever. The scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness. Your love, righteousness, and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory places, the music of strings makes you glad. Kings and daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Sorry, I don't know how to say that word. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people and your father's house. So shall the king have pleasure in your beauty. He is your lord, so do honor him. The people of Tyre shall bring you gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is embroidered cloth of gold. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework after the virgins that are her companions. With joy and gladness shall they be brought and enter into the palace of the king. Instead of your fathers, you shall have sons, whom you shall make princes over all the land. I will make your name to be remembered through all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise you forever and ever. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. Lord, our God, bring your bride, your holy church, with joy to the marriage feast of heaven, and unite us with your anointed Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
And the first reading today is from Exodus 19, verses 2 to 8. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, and Christ shall give you light. When Christ, our life, appears to you, you will appear with him in glory. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.
And the second reading comes from Matthew 9. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed them. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment."
Thank you, Dawn. So happy Father's Day, all you fathers. So those of us who still have fathers with us and those of us who remember our fathers, we treasure you. Today is a time to honour and appreciate fathers, grandfathers, father figures in our lives. Father figures have a profound impact on our families, communities, churches, schools, and society as a whole. The section of Matthew's gospel begins by emphasizing that Jesus acts out of compassion. His heart breaks as he sees people harassed and helpless. And so, as the Good Shepherd, he offers to lead people where they need to go, into healing, into new community of sharing and support for everyone. He immediately reflects the Father heart of God. He likens those we come into contact with to a harvest that is ready to be brought in. That is our job. And so he challenges his followers first to pray, and then he sends us into their neighborhoods in answer to prayer. A father's love is a reflection of God's unconditional love for us. So we should carry this kind of love to everyone we encounter, even the smelly, the angry, the physically and mentally ill, even among the brokenness of those who have done harm. And it is love that accepts, that forgives, and encourages. It is the kind of love that nurtures hearts and affirms worth. Regardless of successes or failures or how things appear, this unconditional love of the Father is not merely about being physically present, but actively engaging into the lives of others. I used to help Andrew out on the desk at Castleview Dental Practice. Some of you may have seen me on the desk and shared a joke or something across the desk. But I used to notice that Andrew came out of the surgery to bring his patients in. And I asked him, why do you do that? Why do you come out, you know, and call them in? And he said, you see, that way I can not only greet them, I can ask them how they are as we walk the length of the corridor, and I can help them with their coat before filling their mouths with something and resorting to guessing what they say with a mirror. So, you know, spending quality time with others at every opportunity we have, listening, sharing, participating in their joys and their struggles is so important. You know, every contact we have, our presence and being present with somebody, not sort of thinking about something else or lunch, can foster that sense of security for that person and build trust. Today's reading in Matthew tells us about this mission of his 12, so that we have models as we share Jesus with others. There are things to note here. Firstly, they were called to spend time learning with Jesus and watching what he does. And secondly, he shares his authority with them. They will be doing his work and he will be working through them. And thirdly, the mission is urgent. Jesus said, "The harvest is ready, and it will spoil if it's left in the field." And here he talks about methods, where to go, what to do, how to live. So he tells them how to start locally. The 12 should start on their home patch and not go to regions beyond Galilee. They need to learn how to do mission among the people who speak their language. Then he says that mission is a mixture of works and words. Jesus sends us, doesn't he, to get alongside people in their needs, their hopes, in their aspirations, so that they can see that what we do, as well as through our words, what Jesus would do for their lives. Jesus assumes his followers will be offered and accept hospitality in all the towns to which they go. It's about getting alongside people on their home territory to share more effectively how Jesus can meet them in the midst of their struggles and their disappointments. We should, it seems, seek out those who appear to be open to the message. If there is openness, you'll know it, said Jesus. So stay, accept their hospitality, and continue to share your life and your good news of Jesus. Let's honour the fatherhood of God today. Let's express our gratitude to the fathers and father figures in our lives. Let's take a moment to thank them for their love, their sacrifice, and support. Let's remember that words of appreciation and affirmation can deeply impact hearts. As Christians, let us lift up our fathers in prayer, asking for God's guidance, strength, and wisdom in their roles. Pray for their well-being and for the grace to fulfill their responsibilities with love. Let us commit to supporting and encouraging fathers in our community, offering a helping hand, lending an empathetic ear, or providing guidance to those who may be struggling in their fatherhood journey. Together, we can create an environment that uplifts and celebrates the beauty of fatherhood. So on this Father's Day, let us remember the importance of fatherhood and the immense impact it has. May we strive to embody the qualities of love, presence, and guidance that fathers exemplify. And as we honour the fathers in our lives, let us recognise our Father in heaven, who is the ultimate example of perfect love and fatherhood. May God bless our fathers and grant them strength and grace in their noble calling. Amen. Amen.
And now let us pray. Loving God, you call and equip us to serve you. Watch over those who risk their own safety by caring for oppressed believers. Strengthen and protect all those who are persecuted for sharing their faith in places where living out their Christian faith in peace is not allowed. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Loving Lord, you empower us to live out our discipleship. Give wisdom, imagination, and the strength to preserve to those who face, persevere to those who face apathy as they seek to live out their discipleship. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously
hear us.
Loving Lord, you understand what it means to suffer for what is right. Give comfort and courage to those who are unjustly imprisoned, intimidated, and tortured because of their faith. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Loving Lord, you taught us to pray for those who abuse and hurt us. We pray for people who persecute those who hold different beliefs from their own. May they be touched by faith and their hearts be open to love, that the world may be united in your love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering close to us, who need your healing power in their lives, especially Jacques, Brenda, Olivia, Cynthia, Mary, Tony, Mike, Bob, Keith, Janice, Joy, Peter, Rosemary, Eunice, Cheryl, Shirley, and Emily. And we pray especially for the healing of the two Blundells boys. We also pray for the boy facing charges. May he and his family feel supported and treated justly. And Lord, we lift before you the whole Blundells community at this time to preserve, strengthen, and protect them all as they come to terms with what has happened. For those who have lost loved ones, the families of Ken Reed and Richard Stenlake, be near, comfort them, and help us to help them too. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Transforming God, as we go from here, may we be full of your amazing story, wanting to share it with those we meet, so that more lives may be transformed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
For the collect of the day, Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you'd like to unmute yourselves.
Excellent. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Dawn. Some difficult words this morning, weren't there?
Yeah. Unusual words.
You have to go back and have a look at those.
Yeah. Yeah, they tend to be places, don't they, which we're unaccustomed to.
Yes, and some of the names as well, people.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Revisit it a little later.
Well, I hope you have a good day, all of you.
Thank you.
If I'm not on to next Sunday, it's because I'm up at St. Peter's for real.
Oh, for real.
Yay! That's very encouraging to hear, John.
Exciting.
Got our group service next Sunday as well, haven't we?
Yes, I hope.
Special one.
Yeah, I hope the PCC members have received their invitations.
Yes,
lovely to see as many as possible there next Sunday. Yeah.